Guys, this is Matt Donald from the future, from the year 2070. I'm 79 years old. I know I don't sound it, but look, healthcare got really, really great in the future. But you know what didn't get great? Everything else. A nuclear war. Countries hate each other even more than they do now. Wealth inequality is up the wazoo. People are starving. Global warming has become global. Holy crap, it's really hot, Ing. Oh, it's terrible. But the consensus is that it's the way it is now because in this version of the future, not enough people subscribe to my Patreon account at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Well, I've come back to try and fix that future from ever happening again. So if you like your future to be, you know, pretty good, like not great, but better than this, then subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Ritwit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Paraworld, a really obscure but really fun real-time strategy game from back in the day that has dinosaurs and people riding dinosaurs and robots and pirates and samurai and guns. It's been described as Dinotopia meets Warcraft, and that's quite an apt description, I'd say. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a lovely day. Sign up to the Patreon. Do it for the future! Now I gotta go back before the time police catch me.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with Stegosaurus Thagomizers up its ass. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and raid a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on.
Can
this
you
week,
buy those on Amazon? I try.
Whatever you're into, man.
I try it.
This week we're joined by the person who would try Thagomizers. It's Lawrence Mack. How are you?
How else do you think I became an overlord of dinosaurs?
Oh.
It was part of the coronation ceremony.
I'm so sorry. Not just you for having to put a Stegosaurus Thagomizer up, become overlord of dinosaurs. I'm sorry for the listeners.
Crap. Yeah. Me, I asked for it. I wanted it. It's the listeners that have to suffer.
Here's a dinosaur-related question. If you could listen to any other podcast on the planet, which one would you listen to?
None of them, really.
This one's
really
the only one.
This one's energy. This one's Thagomizers. I mean, you got it all. I listen to a few other podcasts.
Any of them about dinosaurs?
I haven't listened to any other dinosaur ones.
A few of the dinosaur podcasts. I did a brief cross-motion with the podcast Dino Dino, so that was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, went all right.
I've listened to a lot of, like, podcastles, like, fantasy stories that they do each week. They're like, a parent company. I think it's Escape Artists, I believe, something like that. Mm. They have a horror one and a sci-fi one as well. There's a couple Star Trek podcasts that I listen to.
Nice.
Yeah, of course, you know. Me.
I listen to a lot of Australian podcasts for some reason. Like, they're really funny. Like, a lot of the podcasts, you ever heard of Sans Pants Radio?
I haven't.
Oh, great stuff. I think I've shown you a few of their podcasts.
Like, probably, yeah, because I think you've shown me, like, an Australian one.
Yeah,
so
they're
probably
really
it.
They're really funny.
I love Australian accents, so I mean, I would be.
And I love how liberally they use the C word. Like, they don't they don't have the stigmatism here that they do there.
Oh, interesting.
It's just another word to them. It's slightly worse than the F word, but nowhere near as bad as it is here.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, over here, I would never say it.
I say a lot of
exactly.
But not that.
For me, it's like, it's one of those, you just don't touch it.
You know, like, was it, did you ever see the Harley Quinn animated series?
I'd say a few episodes.
Oh, it's so funny. Did you get to the episode where you're introduced to Dr. Psycho?
I don't think so.
He's this little guy who does these mind manipulation power. Well, like telekinesis sort of things. And he talks about he's considered the worst supervillain of all because he called Wonder Woman the C word.
I mean,
and the whole world gasped, and like even Darkseid is like, is like, dude, we don't do that,
right? Like, we have a level of respect for our rivals here.
Yeah,
like, so, yeah, you're gonna have to go to League of Doom HR.
Yeah,
you might be fired over that one.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. Anyways,
League of Doom, Legion of Doom,
Legion of Doom. Yeah, I was gonna say League of Doom.
Yeah, it's
so Justice Legion,
Justice League. Legion of Doom.
Justice Legion, League of Doom.
There we go. That's it.
Avengers
that's the
of Doom.
Universe version, right?
Yeah, Avengers
Evil
of Doom.
Superman with the goatee.
Guardians of the Evil. of the Doom. Guardians of the Doom.
Guardians of Doom. There we go. I dig it.
Guys, are you listening?
Right?
Pitch us the Guardians of Doom.
Marvel, DC, we got a couple
Doctor
ideas
Doom would be the leader,
you?
Of course. And and then Doomfist from Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Turaga Doom from Bionicle.
Does Doomfist have Thagomizers on his fist? Because I might be interested in contacting him for some.
Oh, we're talking about Nanooksaurus! We're talking about Nanooksaurus! Change the subject! Abort! Nanooksaurus means polar bear lizard.
Polar bear lizard. I feel like that doesn't really go together. How? Okay.
Well, because, well, we'll talk about why it means there. So,
oh, is that Nanookasaurus? Is that like a an Inuit?
It's an Inuit. Well,
okay, yeah, okay. Nice.
All right, so type it as a Tyrannosaurid theropod. Size, potentially 16 to 20 feet, 5 to 6 meters long, 1,100 to 2,000 pounds, 500 to 900 kilograms, so kind of little for a Tyrannosaur. But newer finds of its adult-sized teeth and isolated postcranial elements suggest it was closer to Albertosaurus in size, or 26 to 30 feet / 8 to 9 meters long and 2 to 4 tons. But who knows, really? Who knows anything? What are we paying these people for? Why are my tax dollars going to these paleontologists who don't give us any results?
Exactly. All they're doing is digging up these rocks and then carving them to look like bones to, you know, laugh in the face of our Bible.
It's a pyramid scheme. You'll laugh at the, yeah.
Exactly.
Bible, yeah, like, disprove the existence of the Lord.
Yeah, how dare they? I mean, this needs to get, nope. No more polar bear lizards. Absolutely not.
And no more polar bears, too. That's keep
yeah,
up
exactly.
The global warming, guys.
Exactly. Our Lord has made global warming a thing so that we can get rid of the polar bears once and for all.
Yeah, God gave us...
For legal reasons, this is satire.
Yeah, God gave us carbon and coal to pollute the earth. But God didn't give us vaccines. Oh, no. Get those
exactly.
The hell away from...
The scientists, the devil. Those scientists had idle hands. You know, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Is that the word? Is that the way?
Anyways, Nanookasaurus is
yeah.
A carnivore. Time Late Cretaceous, 70 to 68 million years ago. Another one of those that just missed the meteor.
Ah, just missed. You know, if only they had stayed around for a light show.
Yeah.
They went to bed early. Sucks to suck.
See, yeah. I would much rather go out with meteor than, like, just starvation or disease or whatever else killed it out of.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Location, okay. Alaska.
How do they know that it just missed?
You know, who knows?
Maybe they were, like, dying out and they did make it. They were just like, you know, that sleepy
this one left.
Was like,
they found,
wake me up when the meteor gets here.
Okay, so that happens. There's one Nanooksaurus left, a male. He wanders around. He's like, I gotta save the species. There's a female. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're so in love. We're falling in love. Oh, look, a shooting star.
And then they take a Thagomizer to the throat.
To the throat, yes. Yeah. It was described in 2014 pop culture appearances, the Canadian children's series Dino Dan, as well as the Japanese documentary Amazing Dino World.
Nice. Very
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so in the Late Cretaceous, North America was split in two by an inland sea called the Western Interior Seaway. We've talked about it before. That's where all the mosasaurs were. And there were two continents here, Laramidia on the west and Appalachia on the east.
Nice.
For whatever reason, we have a lot more finds on Laramidia than Appalachia. But that's probably due to the easily accessed rock layers on that side. And the top of Laramidia is where Mondai, Alaska is today, and the whole continent was actually further north than the present day, meaning even in though this was the nice, humid, tropical Mesozoic era, it could get very cold up there, especially in the winter. So
they had more feathers and stuff to keep
it
warm, perhaps?
Yeah, like snow and blizzards and other kinds of terrible stuff. Like, yep, and feathers would keep warm, and because it was a predator, it was probably white feathers. That's often how it's drawn in paleo art. which was probably where I got the name polar bear lizard.
Yeah, which actually sounds really cool now that we kind of like describe that with like the white feathers on a smaller tyrannosaur.
Yeah, see, that'd be pretty cool. Like, but no, I don't like cold temperatures. In fact, I hate them. If we're up to me, it'd be 70 degrees every day, all around the world, forever.
Says the guy who was too hot in the recording studio.
I am shirtless here. I think that might be part of the reason why we're making so many bad jokes.
Right?
Because I have my shirt off.
Meanwhile, I'm over here and I got all this extra insulation. So I'm like, if it's really anything above 60, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I did the little TikTok thing with the I don't want it for the listeners.
I believe you. I need to get on TikTok. I need to hop on the TikTok. By the time at this point I hop on the TikTok train, there'll be a new thing.
Right, exactly.
It'll You're on TikTok?
Doc Octok.
But so the Inuk is a word from the Inupiat. A group of Alaska natives from the area which the fossils were found, which is pretty cool, I'd say. Get it? Cool, because it's Alaska.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm so funny. Laugh! I don't think your heart was in it.
Check, please. And you know how, I'm not sure if you have this in your notes, but you know why we know that was from Alaska and not Canada?
Why?
Because it doesn't have a maple leaf on it anywhere.
That's true. Yeah. Cryo-Dragon had the maple leaf.
Exactly.
This didn't. That's all Canadians had the maple leaf.
Yep. All Canadian Albertosaurus. Albertosaurus, yep. It was probably under his eyelid or something. So who knows?
And Montosaurus.
On its hind leg.
Yeah.
One of the,
like a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Like a cutie mark.
Tramp stamp.
Anyways, in the summer months, Nanooksaurus would probably have plenty to feed on, such as herds of Imanosaurus or Pachyrhinosaurus, but they would probably migrate south for the winter, leaving Nanooksaurus little to eat for months at a time. Perhaps that's why we think it might have been smaller than other Tyrannosaurids, but if it was truly this civilized Albertosaurus, like some studies suggested, then what did it do during the winter? Hibernate?
I was just going to ask I'm sure there's probably no way to tell if any dinosaurs ever hibernated, but that could potentially be one of the ones to do it.
Yeah, well, one fun factoid about bears that hibernate, one of the things they do is they eat a lot of stuff that would intentionally plug up their butt. So give themselves some constipation to keep them from, throughout the whole winter.
I have a much easier option for them.
Arby's, right?
No. Thagmizer.
Ah, okay.
I mean, it worked for me.
Yeah. So what we need to do is if we find a nuke source with like a suspicious bit, in the...
That was not actually part of the Nanookosaurus that was... from its last meal it had, it was preparing for hibernation.
Yeah, there we go. That's how we do it. This is why I'm going to grow up and become a real paleontologist.
This is where the real work happens, guys.
Guys, I want to be an intern. Jack Horner, I know I give you a lot of crap on the show.
Yeah, Jack Horner. I mean, Horner.
Yeah, he probably has kids anyways. Unlike, anyway.
Unlike most paleontologists. Yep.
I'm just reminiscing. I don't want kids. I don't know why I'm talking. I'm talking about like
reminiscing about the kids you don't want.
The kids that I don't want and I'll never have.
Uh-huh.
I look at my cockatiel Lyra. I'm like, you're like the daughter I never had.
And never will.
And never will. This is why I'll never have children. You suck, Lyra.
Right? I mean, who knows? We might get around to them, wife and I. We're not sure, but I'd like to have kids. But at the same time, I'm more than happy buying my mother I Heart My Grand Dog bumper stickers for the rest of my life. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. It is. Man, children are expensive.
No.
Life is expensive.
Exactly. I didn't ask to be born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I got to pay bills. I didn't ask for that. I did not sign that contract. If I did, I was an amoeba or a single cell, little spermazote.
Well, according to, the people that we were making fun of earlier, you were whatever you were a thing as soon as you were conceived. It was little Lawrence there.
Yay. future overlord.
Yep. As soon as the egg hit the sperm, there's little Lawrence.
And eventually grew up, and some evil government organization made him sign that little tiny microscopic contract that said, I will pay bills for the rest of my life.
Oh, man, we all signed that bill, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. They forced us. We didn't know what we were doing. Just like student loans.
Out of all the episodes where we just talk about like a terrible, terrible capitalism in America. And
right? It's so bad they got to sign the little contracts right after conception. Pretty sure I didn't even have a name yet. What did they put down there? My parents thought I was going to be a girl till I was born.
You're
going to
be
know.
Laura.
Exactly.
Or Lauren.
Laura. Yeah. They said my name was going to be Laura. And then I came out and they're like, well.
You're like, oh, nts.
Yeah.
Like,
Laura, nts.
All right. So basically, there's not much more to say about Nanooksaurus other than it's kind of cool to imagine dinosaurs in snow. That's not an environment you think of when you think
of it. Yeah, exactly. And it had, like, the white feathers. That would look so cool.
Apparently, the new Jurassic World movie, Dominion, is going to have a scene in the snow.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like mountainous, snowy regions. So.
That'd be so cool if they had, like, Nanookasaurus in there or something. Like, blended in, and they're, like, trampling through the snow or something. Boom.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
God, like, them opening it up to the world, they rejuvenated the series.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people dislike Fallen Kingdom. I think people look back on it as, like, this is the game changer the franchise needed.
Yeah,
no longer confined to that island.
It might not be the best movie of the first five or whatever, but it sets up something. I know they said they're only going to do a trilogy, but I obviously don't know how Dominion's going to go.
Yeah, I really wonder how it's going to
really
end.
Pushing that out into a few more or something, like exploring the world now filled with these dinosaurs.
It's a Jurassic World.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa! Anyways. All right, well, let's write Nanooksaurus 165 million, shall we?
Ooh. I don't know. I love my northern Canadian and Inuit stuff.
It's not Canadian. Had no maple leaf, remember?
Right. I mean, that we know of. Maybe it was hidden under all that white fur.
That's true.
Feathers. Fur.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. I mean, there's polar bears in Canada that don't have their maple leaf tram stamp yet.
That's true. Yeah. We got to work on it. We got to brand them.
Illegal aliens.
God, we are getting political, man.
Not really, a Tyrannosaur from Alaska that kind of dealt with that cold weather, white feathers.
Yeah.
Possibly even hibernated.
That's
cool. Something that.
And if it was the size of. Every time I've seen paleo, it's kind of little, but if it could have been the size of Albertosaurus and it was white, oh, man, that was.
Yeah, that would.
All this is speculative. We actually don't know that it was white. And then we just assume.
Yeah.
Because of where it was and.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it. So
and that's probably something we'll never find out. So I'm just gonna go with the assumption that that is probably true. I'm gonna rate it I'd say 60 million.
Yeah, 60 million really is pretty cool. Good. And far as we know, it's true. Was it? There was this philosopher in the 1800s who was mentioned something's teapot, where he said somewhere orbiting the sun between the orbits of Earth and Mars, there is just a teapot. And the point of the thought experiment is that no one could prove him wrong.
That's true.
So this teapot is actually a white feathery Nanookasaurus just floating in space. Like, wee!
Wouldn't it be amazing if the NASA just launched a teapot out there just to make it true?
Yeah.
to ensure its truthfulness.
And then when we got there and we really put it in place, oh crap, there's one already here. He was right all along.
Right, exactly. Come on, Bezos, show us the way.
Anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdollandcareer.com for any general questions to either co-hosts. If you want to follow me on social media for some reason, Matthew Don Creator on Facebook, at MatthewDon64 on Twitter, and MatthewDon64 on Instagram.
And please don't forget to visit our shop. We just got a fresh shipment of
Stegosaurus Thagomizers.
Refurbished Thagomizers. Why I say refurbished, I mean they have been thoroughly cleaned, so.
They are, cool. Yeah, they it's have good. Been used.
Yes, exactly. if there's any spots, it's just staining. They're clean.
I have a book series in Amazon, Megazoic, Available for print and Kindle. I'm fairly certain there's not a nuke source in there, even though I could have fit one in there. That would be cool.
As I said, didn't you read it? Wouldn't you know about that?
Yeah, I would have known. I just didn't feel like it, I guess.
Save the cool ones for another series later on when it won't
cool.
Fit. Yeah, exactly.
Because it's Alaska. I get it.
Yeah. Smell what I'm stepping in.
All right. Well, also, I have a book. Wait, I already said that. Also, I have a podcast called The Ritwit, where two twits talk about writing. Me and Matt David, other twit. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to get them on. I'm still, at this point, we're over 100 episodes in.
Still haven't gotten them?
I'm working on it, okay?
Chip, chop, chip.
He's been on the Patreon.
it is. Just gotta drag him down here.
He's like, one
of these days we'll just trap him in the car, be like, hey, we're going to get some ice cream. And boom, we're going to end up here.
And it's like, they opened an ice cream shop in the podcast studio.
Yeah.
It's like, I do like ice cream.
Right, exactly. Right next to the Thagomizers.
All right, well, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites.
A.
Ooh. Ooh. That was sticking the Thagomizers.
That's a very practiced tone there. Normally, there's a lot more screaming.
Yeah.